Spiritual introspection. In 1 Corinthians 2, we read, "But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2, verse 5. Is there any more important lesson for the Christian to learn than to be spiritual? Oh, I don't mean a goody-goody who thinks himself righteous and pure. Nor do I mean her who thinks herself, oh, so godly that she's off the angelicometer. I mean one that has gone through the mill of life for a purpose, one who's identified his fleshly propensity, fleshly failures and fleshly weaknesses. I mean one that has recognized their carnal walk and made inner adjustments, one that has set their faces like a flint to God and cried, "Search me, O God. Search me, O God. Identify and root out all my sins of pride. Show me all my self-independence and carnality." For the carnal Christian says, "My will be done." Spiritual believers say, "Thy will be done, not mine, whatever the cost." But how does one start this journey of a lifetime? How does one recognize their inner prideful, carnal self? Well, Scripture tells us, "But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one." Does this mean that man goes around being critical of others? Never. Does this mean that he goes accusing God for all the negative things? Never. But neither does it mean that they spend their time criticizing themselves. Well, many believers don't understand and spend their life accusing and berating others. Many believers misunderstand and spend their lives lashing out at themselves. Oh, God can't love me because of my misspent youth. He could never love me, they bewail. Some even start to lash out at God when things don't make sense. Many lash themselves for past sins and present inclinations. Some continue to blame things on their past sins and failures. But your sins have been forgiven forever. They have been forever forgiven. And God sees you as perfect and loves you with a perfect, pure and holy love. God's love for you is deep as his love for Jesus, the son of his love. Oh, he yearns for you day and night. He longs for you every moment of your life. And your spirit is as perfect and pure and clean as the God-man himself. Your new man, your reborn soul, is still in infancy and must grow and mature. But the old man, your old sin nature, will resist all attempts to die to self. So what does it mean? He who is spiritual judges all things. Well, Scripture tells us, and the passage is in context. The context is putting off the carnal man and putting on the spiritual man. And the result is that the mind of Christ is being developed in you. This is not a one-off resolution, but it must start with a decision of the will. This is a self-examination when the believer examines his life and his practice. This is deep introspection where words, deeds and motives are scrutinized. This is an honest look at yourself, with the Holy Spirit as your personal trainer. This is a most painful process in the life of any believer, but the most rewarding. May the words of my mouth be always acceptable to you, O God, my Redeemer. And may the meditations of my heart be always acceptable to you, my Lord and King. Oh, I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to prayerfully read Mark 7:20-23, and adhere to the Lord's earlier words. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. This same directive is again addressed to the seven churches by the Lord himself. In the context of becoming an overcomer, becoming a spiritual man, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh, if ever there was a time for the believer to seek to be a spiritual man, it's now. Now is the accepted day. Now is the day of salvation of the soul. The Lord is coming at his appointed time, and he won't be late. May we be one with the writer of the Hebrews, who writes, "But we are not of them," that is, carnal believers. "But we are not of them. We are not of those who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." That's spiritual believers. "Though we are perfect in spirit and loved with an everlasting love forever, we will always be judged by the way we live, whether carnal or spiritual. Works of the flesh or works of the spirit. But the choice is yours alone. But his love for you remains unchanged and unchanging, eternal and unconditional."